Who are the Nephilim? Well, some people might say, it's aliens, isn't it? That's why they're called giants, you know, they came from outer space. Unlikely. God will probably tell us if there were other races elsewhere that he created, that Christ also redeemed, for which we are to praise him eternally. Actually, God did tell us about one other race, other than, you know, humanity, that are in a particularly privileged position, the angels. Maybe the Nephilim were angels. That's quite an old and very common interpretation. Perhaps understanding the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and they married any of them they chose in verse 2 is referring to sons of God, that's angels elsewhere in the Bible, taking daughters of men, that's ladies, maybe through the agent of some wicked men, maybe these demons were demonizing people and therefore having offspring that rejected God. Maybe that was what it was about. Certainly I prefer the second idea, not that angels were directly able to have sex with women. I mean, Matthew 22 verse 30 just says people will, in heaven will be like the angels, not being given in marriage. So it seems to indicate that angels can't or don't have sex. But my opinion, I think kind of coming away from this idea of sons of God being angels, I think the sons of God is referring to the people we've just listed in chapter 5, the godly line of Seth, those who began to call on the name of the Lord. Israel are later referred to as the children of God, God's son. So I think it's possible that this is intermarriage, which is forbidden certainly later on in the Bible. God hates it when his people who love him marry with people who don't care about him or ignore him or disobey him, and thereby basically show that they don't actually love him, because the primary thing they're looking for in somebody else is not someone who loves God, but just someone who's attractive or whatever. Therefore, I think Nephilim may be entirely unrelated to the sons of God and the daughters of men. My word, this is complicated. So some people say sons of God, daughters of men produce the Nephilim. That's an idea. So perhaps angels and women produce these giants. I think unlikely. Angels don't reproduce like that. Some people say sons of God are kings, taking harems, possibly, but it doesn't seem to be about kings in this passage. I think it's intermarriage. But I don't think that produced these men of renown, these Nephilim in verse 4. Because it says they were on the earth in those days and also afterwards. It seems to be unrelated to the prior union. So, big debate there. But I think all we really can be sure about them is they were heroes of old, men of renown. And even they were fallen. Because verse 5 goes on, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become. Perhaps that's the point for us to take away. Even the heroes are fallen.